This is Impact School, and I'm Lauren Tickner, your host, and this podcast is all about giving you actionable steps and strategies that you can implement to make an impact, whether it's in your own life or the life of other people. And on today's episode, I have a guest with me. His name is Rob Lipset, and he has a YouTube following of over 450,000 people at this current moment in time. And I must admit, I did this podcast episode around a year ago. So this was when I was a much worse interviewer than I am right now. Actually, listening back to it, I find it kind of embarrassing. However, I still want to upload the episode because there's a lot of valuable information in here for anybody who may be looking to build a YouTube channel, because Rob is extremely well known in the fitness industry for being a YouTuber. He has absolutely mastered building an engaged audience on social media, so we definitely have things to learn from him. So in this episode, you're gonna learn how to start your YouTube channel, what you actually need to focus on when it comes to starting your YouTube channel, why it's a good thing to be impatient, and just a bunch of other stuff. Rob's a great guy. We have a really great conversation. Hearing from Rob how he started out as an online fitness coach and now he has got to the level of where he is at today. So the transition has been really cool and his story is amazing. And since we spoke during this podcast, which was again, like I said, around a year ago in 2018, a lot has changed for him as well, so it's been cool to see his growth even since we filmed this podcast episode. So if this is the first time that you're listening, just know that the podcast episodes do normally have much more actionable content that you can implement immediately rather than it being such a conversation. However, it's nice to mix things up every once in a while, and so my strategy with my podcast has changed a little bit since filming this episode. So please bear that in mind and make sure you hit subscribe, check out a couple more episodes, and if you like Rob are wanting to start your own online fitness coaching business, I do have a free workshop for you that is left linked in the show notes, or you can just go to onlinefitnessbusinessschool.com/workshop and there you can sign up for the free workshop that's going to help you build a fitness coaching business, because one of my businesses is helping fitness coaches build an online business because working online is awesome. But anyway, we'll dive into that in the episode today. Make sure you've hit subscribe, and if you want to share this on social media, Rob and I will definitely reply. You can tag me at Lauren Tickner. You can find Rob at Rob Lipset. And with that said, everything else is linked in the show notes. Let's get into today's episode. And I actually started off by asking Rob why he even started YouTube in the first place. And this is what he said.
Dropped out of college and I got fired from a couple of jobs. And so I had nothing else to do. Like, the only thing that was consistent in my life was going to the gym. And I'm a true believer it is that you can make a career out of anything. So, like, you really can. Like, there's, like, YouTube channels of people opening up boxes of toys. And, like, that's their job. So, like, the world is just gone. It's just a crazy world. So I was like, how do I make dough from lifting weights? So then I was like, I was like, I've got nothing to lose. I'll just pick up my iPhone 5 and just start recording, you know, what I eat in a day, how I train. And it kind of went from there. So then a lot of people would message me asking for plans and, you know, programs. So I started doing them for free just because I had so much spare time and had nothing else to do. And then these people would come back to me after like 30, 40 days, whatever, with this like insane before and after. And they'd be like, oh, thanks for the plan. You can use this if you want. So oftentimes when you're trying to start a business, it's really just right in front of you and you're just solving a problem that's presented to you every day. So I was like, oh, sweet. I'll just start charging for these plans. I've even got loads of before and afters for marketing. So then that was kind of the first entrepreneurial thing I ever did. And that's the first thing I did that started making money online. And then it went onto YouTube and I grew my following there, on Instagram, all other platforms, started doing brand deals, sponsorships. I started doing more public speaking. So again, the first ones I did were free. And then, you know, now for a public speaking event, it would be well into the thousands for an hour. And then, so that came after that. Recently, I became a shareholder in Raw Gyms Academy. And it's a personal trainer academy that teaches people become it's like a third party for, you know, qualifying people. Then I also this year started an events agency called the Creator Agency, and that focuses on bringing content creators together to talk about their journey. So I do some other investments as well, but that is mainly the gist of things as far as I can think of. I've also got an app, but that kind of goes back to the fitness stuff too. I've also just written a book. That'll be it in January.
Okay, so there's obviously a ton of different things that you do there, Rob. Now, this might be a bit overwhelming for some people who are maybe at the beginning who want to start a YouTube channel, or maybe they have started, but they're struggling to grow it. And obviously, they see someone like you who's already built this massive following. You have all these different streams of income, all these different opportunities coming your way. But I just want to kind of take it back a few years. And obviously, when you first started, there were fewer people doing it. But what do you think were the main things that helped you grow your YouTube channel and this personal brand that you've now built?
Yeah, for sure. I think the first thing is I really didn't care. Like at the beginning, I was like, I had nothing to lose. Again, no college, no job. My parents didn't have a job for me to go into. Like literally just like I was just sitting on my ass all day playing fucking Xbox. Are we allowed to curse on this podcast?
Oh yeah, it's fine. It's fine. I mean, it's happened now.
Yeah, I'll keep it to a minimum. But so I had nothing to lose, so I really didn't care. So I was just uploading loads, you know, being myself, and I wasn't like just obsessed over like the number of views I was getting or the number of subscribers. And so many people compare their chapter one to someone else's chapter 10. But thankfully, I didn't do that. I was just like, yo, you know, this is just me having fun with it. And people can see forced content or if they see you're actually enjoying making content. So if you go into it with the whole thought of, I want to get money, I want to get sponsorships, I want to get a million subs, you know, that stuff will all come, but that's not why you should do it. You know, you should do it because you actually like doing it and you like putting out content and you like helping people. So that is probably my biggest tip is to literally enjoy it.
Yeah, I love that so much because it strips it back and it's not focusing on it as you're doing it for the right reasons. You're doing it because you want to share your message. You feel like you want to help people. And I think something to note through your content, because I've been subscribed to your YouTube channel for years, and something to note is that you can really tell through your content that you are just truly being yourself and also that you're genuinely wanting to help people. So I think that this is another point, because maybe if some people haven't yet watched any of your YouTube videos and after this they've listened to this podcast, they should definitely go check them out, because I guess something that they will see through your videos is that you're actually adding value to people's lives. So I guess let's just say someone wants to start a YouTube channel today. Now, if you obviously said, you know, be yourself and just don't really care about the numbers and stuff.
But have fun.
Yeah. Any other kind of practical tips that you would be giving them?
Yeah, well, so like what you said there with providing value, okay? Everything should really be mutually beneficial, okay? So people are watching, let's say you've got a 10-minute video. People are giving you 10 minutes of their life, okay? They're giving that to you. So you better provide them with something decent, okay? So after those 10 minutes, they're like, awesome, that was funny, that was entertaining, that was informative, that was motivating, you know, anything. So it's a fair trade-off. You know, it has to be mutually beneficial. Yeah, it's like you can't just be going around life leeching or asking for handouts. You know, everything has to be mutually beneficial. So if you provide that value, if you provide that content, well, then that's going to, you know, in turn help you. And people are always like, oh, Rob, you're so generous. You're so caring. You're putting out all this free content. You're helping people. You're doing meetups. You know, you're going meeting everyone for free. You're so generous. And I'm like, well, no, actually, it's quite, you can look at it as quite a selfish act, because that's what's going to help me. You know what I mean? It's like by me helping everyone else, that helps me. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, again, it comes back to mutually beneficial things. So if you want to get ahead, don't be looking at it as if for you to win, everyone has to lose. You know, like, you know, you can all, there's plenty of room at the top. So oftentimes, if you help everyone around you, you're going to win.
Yeah, 100%. It's that whole point, I guess, of giving before you get, and just providing all this free value, and then you're able to, eventually it will come back around and help you out, and it will, maybe you'll be able to speak at cool places, you'll be able to sell products, you'll be able to earn a living from it. But I guess it just brings it back down to that point. I guess when you first started, you never intended for it to be your whole entire life.
Oh yeah. In my first, like basically the first year of me like starting out on social media, I like didn't sell anything, like nothing. I didn't sell my first plan until about a year in, didn't do any brand deals, nothing. I was literally just like providing content for like a good year. And you know, people get it backwards. Like straight away they want like sponsorship, straight away they come out with, you know, a program or something like that, you know, just straight away into it, but they haven't built a foundation or they haven't built a community first.
Exactly, that's what it's all about. And you've definitely built a really solid community of people who want to now, they'll like literally say to you, you know, Rob, when's your new plan coming out? When can I buy your new t-shirts? Because they want it so much from you, because you've built this loyal tribe and these loyal followers who will literally, you know, they're asking for it now. So I guess this, I suppose, brings me onto kind of the point of, you obviously work with several different brands, but you then also have your own businesses. Now, if someone was like to first get started, maybe they've already built up a solid following and they've got all these companies coming to them. And, you know, for anybody who's listening to this right now, maybe you don't yet have these companies coming to you, but when you start hitting a certain amount of followers, subscribers, yes, they might start coming to you. So Rob, what would your advice be for these people who are looking to grow, or they have already built this following, these brands are coming to them, but they perhaps want to build their own products and stuff? What would you kind of advise, you know, how would you weigh up doing your own thing versus being an affiliate or something for another brand?
Yeah, so I think it's actually great to, like, you know, start off and get to know the waters by working with other brands, but really there's kind of nothing more profitable or nothing more kind of direct than starting your own thing. You know, that's obviously, it's direct, you know, you money in the bank, whereas you might be getting 20% if you're promoting other clothes or other supplements.
Yeah, obviously for you, you've been like face of my protein for a long time, but you've been at the very forefront of that. And so I suppose that's been like a super beneficial thing for you. But I guess for some people who maybe are just being like an affiliate ambassador, they're not necessarily going to be earning a good solid income from it or getting too much out of it, whereas they might be better off, I don't know, focusing their efforts on their own personal brand.
Yes, for sure. So I love what you said about social media prostitution. Like you go on to some...
I've been there.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. And it's like, so you go onto some people's brands or some people's pages and it's all SP, sponsor posts, you know, buy this, buy that. There's no depth there. And you're playing the short game. Okay. It's like, you make a quick buck, but you're not building a good engagement. You're not building a good following. And like your followers won't grow. Your engagement will not go up. Because it's just literally like an ad. It's just constantly an ad. And I'll literally turn down brands. Like a brand be like, yo, we'll give you a couple thousand for a post and a story. Can you do it on May the 20th? And I'll be like, oh no, I actually can't because I've got to do a post on May 18th and another one on May 22nd and I don't want it to filter it out. So it's like, you're going to have to... It's hard to turn down, like, but you gotta understand that you're playing the long game and that it'll provide that long-term sustainability and there'll be more brands, you know, it'll come back. So, you know, don't wreck your own feed from just constantly social media prostitution.
I love that. Also, like, wreck your own feed. I mean, I think sometimes, I guess you can kind of, you see some pages and they are literally just an extension of someone else's business rather than being their own personal brand. And so I think, again, when it comes to like building this YouTube following, this social media following that you've built, this personal brand that you've built, really, it is just, again, brings me back to this like point of just being truly authentically yourself and doing what feels good to you. So obviously we've spoken about this now. I'd love to also speak about, I suppose, the businesses that you've built, how that's been, any struggles that you've had. And just because you're obviously a personal brand, like we said, a solopreneur. So what has been like, I guess, some of the biggest successes that you've had and also some of the biggest struggles?
Yeah, for sure. So the three kind of main businesses that I own is obviously roblipsett.com, and that's kind of Rob Lipsett as a brand. So that's the speaking engagements, that's the online coaching, the app, the book, the ebooks, and I guess my YouTube channel as well. So that's kind of like a sole trader sort of thing. And then we have the creator agency, which is a limited company, and then the also rims. So going through them, the first one is kind of like the core of things, like my personal brand. That's kind of where everything stems from. And that was the first thing I ever did. And it's not that like it was hard to set up, but it just takes a lot of years of graft to establish your name as a brand. You know,
yeah.
People see me now, but they don't go back to my first ever videos in 2014, and they see me in the motel, in the B&B, recording videos on the iPhone 5. Y'all have the iPhone 10 now. It shoots in 4K.
Oh my God, when people are asking me, like, what camera do you use? Like, yeah. How much does it cost for you to have this videographer? I'm just like,
you already got a better camera than me. Like, you know, it's crazy. So, like, you know, it takes many years to build that up. So, I don't know. I wouldn't even say it was a struggle because I enjoyed it so much.
Did you ever get like criticism from people around you, or like people around you were confused about what you're doing? Your family?
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. Like my mom was like, when I like, you know, started doing this, she was like, what the hell? She's like, how are you training people through a computer screen? And I was like, no, mom, trust me, it's legit. Like, you know, I'm making a living from this. And she was like, she was pretty much crying. She's like, I don't believe you, da da da. So then I just had to like move out, buy a car, and show her my bank account and just be like, look, I'm completely independent now. So like, catch you later, pretty much. So, but she was honestly like, she's from a different generation, so it was hard for her to understand online business. But now she kind of gets it quite well. And I'm also bringing my family to LA in 2 weeks, so
they
understand it now. Yeah, I got us like a nice villa in Santa Monica.
I want to move there so bad.
Yeah, keeping up with the lips, it's going to be some funny vlogs.
I love that. Yeah. But that's a really good point, though, because I think the fact is, a lot of times, if you're trying to do something online, maybe you're trying to grow YouTube or something, your parents won't get it. Like, I remember when I first started, I didn't even tell my parents. And then I showed them one of my videos, and they were like, what the hell is this? And similar to you, like, my dad's now super supportive of the whole thing. But I think it is just this fact of, like, people are going to be confused about it, right? They're going to be like, what the hell are you doing? Because it's something that's different to everyone else. You know, you obviously dropped out of college. You didn't go down the whole corporate world. I know you had a corporate job at one period of time.
Yeah, one stage. Yeah.
And so did I. And I mean, that's what people expect from you. And that's what's just the normal thing to do. But then you, in my eyes, you kind of sometimes have to go against the grain in order to really establish yourself in the world. And so I guess for you, like, you know, you were obviously brave in doing that. So that was your personal brand. Now, how about some struggles in your other online businesses?
Yeah. So on to the next one is the Raw Gyms thing. So I've been very, very lucky with that. And that was basically the first proper gym I ever joined in my life. And the owner of the gym, John, I would describe him as a mentor for me as well. And so I'm just very lucky that he was able to take me on and that we now work very closely together to have two gyms to be able to use for seminars, meetups, the academy. There are two massive gyms. Oh, and also video recording as well. Like,
yeah.
Kicked out of gyms for that. And like, you know, it's crazy that I've just got those two facilities. So I'm blessed for that. And a lot more to come there. And then onto the third one is the creator agency. And now this was a bit of a challenge. Okay, I'll tell you a funny story. I don't really put this out online too much. It's quite controversial. I've actually never spoke about this.
Oh, I'm so intrigued now.
Briefly, so I announced that I would be doing an event, the creator agency event, where I bring content creators together. Be it, you know, MMA coaches, we had Conor McGregor's coach on, Owen Roddy, you know, YouTubers like Christian Guzman, you know, myself, whoever. Okay, and another a really big events company in Dublin tried to take the idea and tried to have the event on before my scheduled event.
No.
I was in shock. Like, I was like, it's the exact same concept and everything. And like, they watched my YouTube video and just loads of stuff. Okay, so wow. I was like, you want to play that game? All right, I'm changing the date. So I had to get my whole event sorted in 2 weeks' time. So sell all the tickets, get a venue, get all the speakers together, plan out the schedule, get sponsorships, get food for everyone, okay? And I did that in 2 weeks, and the event was a fucking sellout event. Very profitable. Smashed it. So that was one of the biggest... I don't like the word struggle. It's just like, you know, I like to act like everything comes easy because there's more chance. If you tell, no, seriously, if you're like, tell yourself something's going to be like a struggle or difficult, or if you tell yourself, yo, I got this, what do you think you're going to have better success with?
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like the whole thing is like, you never lose, you learn. And every single struggle ever is going to teach you something, right? It's going to make you stronger and it's going to make you better for the next time that a situation like that comes around. That's absolutely insane that happened.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, like trust no one.
I think that's a really good point though, because I think it, you know, in business it is a dog-eat-dog world. And
savage season.
Yeah, they tried to literally take your entire business down, which is frigging insane.
That's something happened, but I won't go too into it. We got it sorted out, and that's really taught me how to work under pressure, work fast. And that's one thing people often say to me. They're like, Rob, you're very impatient. And you probably hear like Gary Vee saying like patience is everything and all.
Impatient as well though, Rob.
I think it's good. I think nowadays patience kills people. Like, yes, okay, certain things you need to be patient for, obviously, okay?
Making gains.
Obviously, patience is great in some aspects, but I think sometimes people use it as an excuse to not execute and to not work fast. So I'm very impatient when it comes to some things, and I think it's great. Like, I get things done quick.
Okay, so I get this vibe from you, like, you're quite spontaneous, like, you're willing to just dive all into things, because... This is really interesting to me because I'm the exact same and I meet very few people who are like this. I feel like in business, a lot of people, they come across as spontaneous and they come across as like super energetic, but they are actually very calculated behind the scenes. And I think like, yes, there's a time and a place for all these calculated, you know, things and like exact planning. But I think at the same time, you know, if you want to, I know people who literally plan out all of their Instagram stories perfectly, like all of their posts perfectly. But like, I know for sure that I'm the type of person, like one time, if I'm just randomly doing something and I see something cool, I'll just like make a random ass Insta story. Cause I'm like, my audience would love this.
Yeah.
I don't know, how about you?
It's like, absolutely. It's like 24 hours. Like, have fun with it. Like, I put up a thing on my story last night about poverty soda. And like, I literally just took a picture of my fridge and I wrote a big story on it. And like, it didn't look aesthetic. It didn't look, you know, artsy. I was just took a picture of 30 cent cans of cola. And I just talk about how, like, it's a private joke with my subscribers on how I used to drink that at the very beginning and I had the poverty soda and like, I still drink it.
And, like, oh, and I used to watch you back then.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone, I was like, oh, no one's going to get this joke. Mm. But like everyone replied being like, oh my God, yes. And so that type of stuff is going to build up your community.
The trust. Because people are going to...
Yeah, and like another one is like, obviously we both know, you know, Grace Fit UK.
Mm.
And like, she puts up pictures of like her neck and like her face all smushed up, and like it's hilarious. Like, she just posts whatever she wants on her stories, and it just makes her very likable.
Yeah.
So I think people who have a bit more fun with their social media and relax with it, cheaper. And it's like, you know, the people that have like a theme on their Instagram.
Mm.
It's like they've got like, you know, it says the connection's unstable. Hold on.
Hello?
Okay.
I'm back.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, it never called. Yeah.
So okay, right, it correct me a little bit. So you know those people that have like a theme on their Instagram?
That stresses me out so much. It looks like,
I know. How? And it's like, it's not even gonna help your following grow. Like,
this is such a good point. I think people focus on that so much, and they focus on like, yeah, that's such a good point when it comes to growing your social media. Like, seriously, I don't think that is important at all.
Oh, no. Like, the photos that I post of, like, me in the club with Christian and Max on a blurry phone. And with just chaos going on around us, that's what gets engagement. Like, whereas when I do like a professional athlete photo, that doesn't get as much engagement. So like,
so true.
Oh man, my page is like the opposite of the theme. You know, yeah, I like to make it look nice, but I do post every single day on Instagram. I haven't missed that for 3 years.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do a theme. Like, I just post whatever I'm doing that day pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah, yeah, no, I could not relate more. I also think, just a quick little side note, is like, at the same time, your posts are still high quality. Like, and yes. that's a really good thing that's going to help set you apart on Instagram for sure. So now, just backtracking a little bit to, you mentioned your photos with Christian and Matt obviously do really well. And I think obviously, Rob, you've created a really strong network of relationships with people who are also doing the same thing to you. Now, how do you think that's benefited you and your audience and just your overall personal brand and business?
So, and you've probably heard it a million times, but it's the truest shit ever, honestly. I feel almost cliche saying it. Surround yourself with the right people. You know,
I thought you were going to say your network is your net worth. So it was a bit of a...
Same thing. Same thing, right? Same thing, okay? You are who you surround yourself with. And the reason you've heard that 100 times is because it's true.
So true.
And it's actually scary with how true it is. Like, so if you're surrounding yourself with a bad crowd, like, you need to sort that out immediately. You need to get your shit and go today. You need to cut those toxic people out.
Right now.
No, I'm serious. Like, yeah. just go off and do something else. Go to a party and find new people. I don't know. Okay. But anyways, it's so important. And being with them, like, Christian, Max, like, for example, they're not only like some of my closest friends now, best friends, they give me so much advice. They give me so much advice and they motivate me a lot as well. So like the past like month, I was being a little bit unmotivated to not vlog, but more so edit, to be honest. So I've only done a very few YouTube videos this month because I was focusing on finishing my app and writing my book. And so I kind of got out of the habit of, like, you know, editing and like uploading and stuff. And then I was in like Body Power over the weekend, and like Christian, who is obviously just killing it in every way, was like, oh, sorry, yo, I gotta go edit. And like, someone who's made it this far is still just going off and editing for their own hours. That's how important YouTube is to people like us. So I was like, that motivated me a lot. I'm like, he's probably got more stuff going on than me, but he's still making more time to just go off and edit a video. So that was some real YouTube motivation for me. And again, just spending time with other people like that, be it in the gym, in business, in life, and anything, it's just amazing. It's just a godsend. And it's funny because it's like, I'm Irish. I'm from Dublin. I live in Dublin. My best friends are from like Amsterdam, Virginia, Texas, and Manchester.
Yeah, all over the world as well.
That's how much of an emphasis I place on finding the right people to hang out with.
That is such a good point.
You have to go to different continents.
Yeah, all around the world. This is the craziest thing, and this is how powerful social media is. And I think, you know, surrounding yourself with the right people doesn't even have to necessarily, you don't even have to start with hanging around them. You can literally start by doing what the listeners are doing right now, listening to podcasts, watching YouTubers who you relate to, and all that type of stuff, because then you're still gathering information from them. You still feel like you can truly connect to them. And in the future, you know, it's crazy because, just backtracking a little bit, obviously you and I became friends, I guess, through social media, but it started because I was literally following you, right? So if anyone who follows someone, you can become friends with people. And I think this is another really important thing to note, is like, I think a lot of times people will put someone like you on a pedestal because they'll see you on social media, or they might, we mentioned earlier, like Christian Guzman, they might see Christian and be like, Christian is this god and I can never relate to him because he's a totally different type of person. But then when you actually break it down and you bring it back to reality, and you just realize these people are all just totally normal people, and that's exactly what it is. And this is just the fact of the matter is, if you're someone who's listening to this right now, you put in the work, you want it bad enough, you want to help people, you want to give before you get, and put in the work, you can get to exactly where all these other
people are. Oh yeah, for sure. Like, I used to queue up in line to meet Christian and take a selfie with him.
No way.
Yeah, now I sleep on his couch and raid his liquor cabinet.
That's absolutely insane. If that's not motivation for anybody right now, then I do not know what is.
Yeah, and another one is, you know, Ben Keeley, obviously.
Yeah.
So Ben was a big, like, he told me this himself, he was like a fanboy subscriber of me. He'd come to all my meetups, and then one day he asked, like, can he make a video for me? So again, providing value. So I was like, sure, man, let's do it. And he made a really bad video for me. And I was like, Ben, this sucks. And then he was like, okay, give me a couple of days. And he came back, we did another video, and he like smashed it. And so I've worked with him for so long, to the point where now he's in a contract with Red Bull. He gets to travel all over the world making videos for them. So started off as just coming to my meetups, put himself in the right position, and now he's with one of the biggest companies on the planet, like just living the dream. And he's so young. He dropped out of college. I think he's like 20 now or something. He's like my little bro. Yeah. But like, seriously, you know, that's just another example of putting yourself in the right place with the right people.
Exactly.
Most people are just too lazy to do it.
Right, exactly. And they think it's unachievable. They think, oh, I'm not special, I'm not good enough. But yes, you are. The only difference between these people and you is that they're taking action, they're putting themselves out there, and they're taking these things that could be seen as risks. So Rob, this has been an absolutely awesome podcast. Now, I just wanted to end this by asking you one question, because this is, of course, the Millennial Air podcast. So I'd love to hear about what it means to you to be a millennial.
Right, so I'm pretty sure that means I was born in a certain year bracket, right? that's the definition of it. Well, to be honest, I'm just beyond grateful to be born in this period of time in the universe, because there's never ever been a time where we've just had more opportunity. And if you want your mind blown, okay, the internet is like 20 something years old. Right, the universe is freaking thousands, millions years old, okay? Smartphones are about 10 years old, okay? You are like literally living in, it's like we've all won the lotto. Like, it's just mind-blowing. It's just I can't even be put it into words. Like, the fact that you've got internet to even listen to this podcast means you're insanely lucky as well. So don't waste this opportunity. It would be absolute audacious, the audacity to waste this opportunity. I can't even put it into words. So what does it mean for me to be a millennial? Means it's pretty damn good.
I love that is absolutely epic, and that is so true about, like, literally how fortunate we are to be in this. And it blows my mind as well, like, seriously.
We have so many
opportunities and just in our fingertips, and people just aren't making the most of it. So if you do anything today, just make the frigging most of your life and just do something that's going to be using the internet.
Yeah, go on, internet. But like, literally just like, you know, have fun, do something that you enjoy doing, because life, the older you get as well, the years go faster. Like, it's absolutely insane.
Yeah, and the less able you are to just make these crazy leaps, right?
Yeah, that's another reason why I just bought that car. It's like, I'm not getting any younger. I'm like, it's freaking, like, I'm so proud. I'm 26 and own this like beautiful sports car. I'm just like, it's just a lot cool. I look back on that instead of being like, oh, I'm 40 and I finally bought my dream car, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you'll never get this day again. So yeah, live it like it's your last.
Amazing, Rob. So I'm going to leave the links to all of Rob's information in the show notes for this podcast, but he's literally just Rob Lips It all over pretty much every social media platform, I guess.
I'm easy to find.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on today, Rob. It's been great.
Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So that was my interview with Rob Lipset. I hope you enjoyed it. And I did film it when the name of the podcast was still called Millennial Air. So if you haven't already listened to episode number 1 of this podcast, the main episode where I go into my own personal story and where I tell you a bit more about this podcast, then you may be a little bit confused about what on earth I'm talking about. So go ahead, scroll way back and go listen to that episode, because I know you're going to enjoy it. So with that said, what I like to do after every single episode that I record, when it is an interview, I like to just reflect upon the conversation. And I really, really get along with Rob. I think he's a great guy. He is absolutely hilarious. And honestly, I think that's one of the reasons why he has been so successful on YouTube, because he is literally just himself. And I think that people come into a lot of problems when they try to be somebody they're not. So if you're listening to this right now and you're someone who is trying to build your personal brand, you're trying to develop an audience, you're trying to get people to follow you, but you're not really having much luck, maybe it's because you're trying to be somebody you're not. Maybe you're looking at what all these influencers are doing and you're trying to replicate what they're doing, but it's not working for you because it's not you being your true, authentic self. Now, I know that is such an incredibly cliche saying, but it is really, really true. I think that cliches are often cliches because, you know, they're said so much, and there's a reason why they are said so much, because they are actual facts. So with that said, I think it's really important that you just remain authentic. You are yourself, you engage with your audience, and that you do it for the right reasons. Because if you get into this and do it just for money, then you're not going to be successful. If you want to do something just for money, then you're probably getting into entrepreneurship for the very wrong reason. That's why this podcast is called Impact School, because it is all about impacting people's lives. And you can do that through your content, okay? But he's built such a loyal YouTube following, and it's all because he has added value to his target audience, and he just focused on giving. Give, 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 give. And then as time goes on, people will want to buy from you. You won't even have to ask. You won't have to do anything shady. People will come to you. Now, here's the thing. When you don't have a massive, massive following, of course, sales and marketing techniques are going to be helpful for you. That's why I also talk about them on this podcast. So hit subscribe if you haven't done already. But I think it's super important just to remember that it's just all about being yourself. It's all about being authentic, and it's all about leading with value. So I don't have too much else to add on the back of this podcast episode. I do have a YouTube channel where I do have a YouTube video all about how to get more views on your YouTube. So I'm going to leave a link to that in the show notes as well, because if you're someone who's wanting to start your YouTube channel, then I would definitely go and watch that video. It is going to give you so much help. It gives you the tactical side of things, like how to create good thumbnails and also how to create your titles so that people are going to find them, and what not to do instead of starting with vlogging, because everyone wants to start with vlogging these days. So that YouTube video will be helpful for you. And again, just go consume that, subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe on here, and please just tell one person about this podcast. This is free content that I'm putting up. We're now around 37 minutes in, so that's been a lot of time. So yeah, if you could just share it with one person who's maybe a fan of Rob's, or who's wanting to build a YouTube channel, share this with them, tell them about my YouTube video all about how to get more views. And with that said, I'll see you in the next episode of Impact School. And remember that we are uploading twice per week. On a Monday, that's when the interview guest episode goes up, like this one with Rob, and then also on every Wednesday as well. We have some awesome guests lined up, such as Heidi Summers, who you may know of. She's Christian Guzman's girlfriend. And yeah, lots of cool stuff coming. So I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.